This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandhar with the news, the headlines first. Central members engage in heated discussion on party's future during the fourth plenary meeting of CPN Maoist Center. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat prioritizes national pride and big projects in budget allocation for the current financial year. And Donald Trump pleads not guilty to election charges in latest arraignment. Central Committee members have started putting forth their views today, the third consecutive day of the ongoing fourth plenary meeting of the Central Committee of the CPN Maoist Center. The Central Committee members have been putting forth their views on the political and organizational report presented by Party Chairperson and Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. The meeting is taking place at Kamaladi-based Nepal Academy from yesterday. A total of 74 members have already put forth their views on the report till today. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat said that the government has allocated the budget for the current financial year by prioritizing national pride in big projects. Addressing a press conference organized by the Nepal Press Union Parcha branch today in Birganj, Finance Minister Mahat said that the government has been moving forward with good governance, transparency and effective development. Minister of Economy Dr. Mahat said that there was a problem when the capital expenditure was reduced in the past years, and now that the government has introduced the provision of timely contracting and spending the budget on time, it will have a positive effect on the economy in the coming days due to the flow of capital. Finance Minister Dr. Mahat also informed that by implementing economic transparency, taxpayer-oriented economy, the related agencies have been instructed to create an effective mechanism to control theft and smuggling along with ease of customs. The Janamat Party will continue its support to the federal and provincial governments. Party Chair Dr. C.K. Raut has decided in the party's Central Committee meeting to give continuity to the incumbent government. The meeting has also decided to take ahead Mission 84 with the goal of expanding the party organization by 5 times its present size. Janamat Party has called a meeting of its party coordination committee comprising the local people's representatives today. The ward chair and the municipality mayors and deputy mayors and the rural municipality chairs and deputy chairs will attend the meeting. The current circulating serotype of dengue virus in the country is DENV2, according to a study carried out by Epidemiology and Infectious Disease Control Division of the Ministry of Health in Population. Dr. Gokarnath Dahal of the division said that 41% of the total cases are DENV2. The division had examined 58 samples from the National Public Health Laboratory and B.B. Koirala Institute of Health Sciences, Dharan. In 2022, the cases of DENV1 and DENV3 were common last year. A child died and 3 others have gone missing in a landslide in Dolakha district last night. The deceased has been identified as 15-month-old grandson of Yagya Bahadur Thami of Topatar, Prince Thami in Gauri Shankar Rural Municipality 7. Chief District Officer Kamal Prasad Dhamala said the rain-triggered landslide occurred at Gauri Shankar Rural Municipality 8 has caused havoc in Gauri Shankar Rural Municipality 7. Hari Lal Srestha Krishna Bahadur Magar and his wife of Gauri Shankar 7 have gone missing in the landslide. Similarly, 3 persons sustained injuries in the incident. A helicopter has been sent to the incident site to carry out a search for the missing ones. The excessive level of coliform was confirmed in the drinking water samples supplied at the local levels in Sangza district. The district health office said that the sample test of the water collected from the sources of all local levels showed coliform bacteria that are present in the feces. Chief of District Health Office Sangja Basundhara Sharma said that 94 samples of water were collected and tested from all 11 local levels in the district. Sharma said that the level of coliform was found in excessive amounts, adding that the samples of water sources were collected from public, private and institutional taps. Consumption of water containing coliform causes diarrhea, typhoid and other communicable diseases and also impacts the kidney. A 35-year-old youth from Krishnapur Municipality 2 in Kanchapur district was found dead 4 days after he went missing. Inspector of Area Police Office Surya Bahadur Shahi said Kubar Damai, who was missing since Monday, was found buried some 500 meters away from his house on the bank of river. The dead body is sent to Mahakali Provincial Hospital, Mahendranagar, for post-mortem. The Saljhandi Dor Patan Road section in Baklung district has been disrupted from the landslide following the torrential rain in the area since last afternoon. Deputy Mayor of Dor Patan Municipality Dhan Bahadur Khayat said a heavy landslide occurred at Dhogari area of Dor Patan. Municipality 5 in the district disrupted vehicular movement there. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has pleaded not guilty in a Washington, D.C. court conspiring to overturn his 2020 election defeat. During a short arraignment, he spoke softly to confirm his not guilty plea name and age and that he was not under the influence of any substances. He later told reporters the case was persecution of a political opponent. It marks the former president's third appearance in 4 months as a criminal defendant. Mr. Trump entered through a back door of the courthouse yesterday afternoon in the center of the nation's capital, just yards from the scene of U.S. Capitol riot that is central to the prosecution's case. The government of Alberta has pulled its support for a bid to host 2030 Commonwealth Games due to rising costs. A joint bid was being considered by the Canadian province centered on the cities of Edmonton and Calgary. Tourism and Sports Minister Joseph Schwartz said the bill was estimated at $2 billion, a burden too high for the province to bear. Last month, Australia pulled out of hosting the 2026 game in Victoria due to budget blowouts. The initial plan was to host the games over 11 days in August 2030 with competitions and events spread between Calgary and Edmonton as well as Sunia Nation and Inuchkwi Nation. Alberta's withdrawal means there are currently no other firms bid to host the 2030 Games. The oceans have hit their hottest ever recorded temperature as they soak up warmth from climate change, with dire implications for our planet's health. According to the EU's climate change service Copernicus, the average daily global sea surface temperature beat a 2016 record this week. It reached 20.96 degrees Celsius, that's far above the average for this year. This time of year. Oceans are vital climate regulator. They soak up heat, produce Earth's oxygen, and drive weather patterns. Warmer waters have less ability to absorb carbon dioxide, meaning more of that planet warming gas will stay in the atmosphere. And it can also accelerate the melting of glaciers that flow into the ocean, leading to more sea level rise. Hotter oceans and heat waves disturb marine species like fish and whales as they move in search of cooler waters, upsetting the food chain. Experts warn that fish stocks could be affected. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecast Division has forecast that the weather will likely remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur in some places of the hilly region of the country and at a few places in the rest of the country. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudurpashchim province. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur in some places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudurpashchim province and at a few places in the rest of the country. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudurpashchim province. Currently, in addition to the effect of monsoon air in Nepal, there is a partial effect of the low pressure system, well-marked low pressure area in the area around North Chhattisgarh. The axis of monsoon trough is located north of Sardar Place in the west and south of Sardar Place in the east. The eastern part of the state line is moving towards the north of Sardar Place in a few days. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 20.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 29.8 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Central members engage in heated discussions on party's future during fourth plenary meeting of CPN Maoist Center. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat prioritizes national pride in big projects in budget allocation for the current financial year. And Donald Trump pleads not guilty to election charges in latest arraignment. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.